What's going on, guys? Welcome to the Beta Fans. I'm AJ.
DJ.
JJ.
We were just talking about poop water in public restrooms.
Yeah, don't flush until you're done.
I don't even touch the handle. I put my foot on the handle.
Most toilets have sensors now.
Most, but not all.
I don't even. I mean, okay, so you're stuck in a dilemma where the sensor doesn't want to trigger the flush.
Yeah.
Do you push it with the finger?
I'm going to wash my hands after.
Okay.
You acting like I don't wash my hands. What kind of savage you think I am?
A lot of people that don't.
Yeah, and there's we have plenty of evidence from film that can say the contrary.
But it's not like before I leave the restroom, I'm washing my hands. Don't worry yourself about that.
Okay. Well, I'm not going to worry about that. But you know what I'm going to be worried about? Football, Lakers. What else? Football, Lakers, basketball. Let's get into it. So, First things first with the, let's see. Let's talk about the NBA playoffs right now. It's more specifically about the Lakers. Game two against the Nuggets.
Yes.
DJ, you texted it. That's tough. I thought I was like, damn, we won. But then because I didn't get to see the game. And then the morning I was watching the highlights. I was like, oh. That's not the tough I thought you meant.
No, it was a tough loss.
It's more like heartbreak.
It's a tough loss.
Heartbreaking defeat.
It's one of those things where you play so well the whole game just to get sloppy in the third quarter.
Mm-hmm. And then dick slapped at the end of it and the last few seconds.
No, it was one of those things where I wish it would have gone better. If the officiating was officiated correctly, it wouldn't have had the same income.
Are you talking about the D-Lo slap to the face?
Not just that. Mm. So what happened in the last three plays, I think. Imagine the last three plays. Mm-hmm. Or last four drives.
Okay.
Not the last two, but the third and fourth to last drive. Okay?
Okay.
So what ends up happening, or maybe five, you know, whatever. It's near the end.
What's wrong, JJ?
Don't worry about me.
So what ends up happening is Murray kind of goes for a layup. Mm-hmm. Doesn't get touched, or he slight tap, and it's an and-one. Mm-hmm. All right? And this is crucial because this and-one pretty much sets the tie.
Okay.
All right? And then the same thing happens to LeBron the other way around, which I felt like it was more contact, but same scenario, and he doesn't get the and-one. Okay?
Okay. Bias.
So it's just one of the situations where it's a tie game, and-one. And then they didn't count the and-one. So he tied the game, right? Next thing you know, the last Laker drive, you pretty much have probably like 30 seconds on the clock or something.
Is that the play where LeBron's wide open and he takes a three?
Yes. He takes a three and he misses. Uh-huh. I was okay with that three. The reason why is because LeBron was on fire with the three. He already made three consecutive threes. Or like two consecutive, missed one and then made another one.
Mm-hmm.
So his percentage were good. And when he was shooting those threes, like it wasn't sloppy. He looked like he was ready to eat. So when he shot it, I was just like, you know what? I'm okay with that shot. I'm confident with that shot. But I wouldn't have taken that shot. But if they would have counted the N1, and that's what LeBron's mad about, if they would have counted the N1, we would have been up 1 point, right? Mm-hmm. So we're up 1 point. You think he's going to take that three?
No. Maybe.
No.
Yes.
No. Mm. He's going to drive down, make a two. The reason why he made that three is because Porter Jr. is dangerous in clutch threes. The man's like crazy. Like, and he's a catch and shoot. He's a trigger. Like, he's a gunslinger. Mm-hmm. So we don't want it to be to the like a 3-point. Like, but what he ends up doing is shooting a three because of that situation. And then the Jamal Murray, man, that shit was just...
It reminded me of the Kawhi Leonard when he was with Toronto Raptors and he did the same thing, like Joel Embiid stuck his hand out.
You know what the worst part is? That
there's so many pictures of him like that
picture. That was like his only play in the whole game.
Of Jamal?
Yeah, with Jamal Murray sucked all game.
Did he?
He blowed.
Did he?
He got shut down in the first half.
In the first half.
He got shut down.
Yeah, at some point the Lakers were up by 20 points.
The only the person, Jamal Murray won the game, right? Like he won the game winner. There's no doubt about that.
And D'Lo,
but the most valuable player, D'Lo didn't miss.
No, D'Lo made 7 threes.
Yeah, D'Lo was on fire.
Like I feel like, oh, continue or finish.
The best player on the Nuggets team that day was KCP.
Yes.
KCP was a monster. KCP changed the game. When all hope was lost for the Nuggets, KCP came in and did a monster aggressive slap to the face dunk that changed the whole momentum.
I saw that one. Are the Lakers done?
Nah.
Nah?
Nah, it's just one of those things where
Done. They cannot win 4 games in a row.
Dude, you're at Mile High Stadium.
Mm-hmm.
At a away high. Game. Huh?
It's a mile high.
I will say this. The bet that we had that AD was going to be a roller coaster was proven wrong.
It was.
Dude, AD was the most dominant player. AD made Joker look like a little girl the whole game.
Unless, other than that spin move that everyone was like, that little spin move that Joker was like, oh, spin, haha. I was like, oh Lord.
That's because what happened was KCP fouled out AD.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing. KCP was so aggressive that AD was it was hard for AD to like set up a screen because KCP was running up and down the field. KCP is like the Lakers are KCP's origin story, and KCP is on a vendetta. Like the KCP's nemesis is the Lakers, bro.
It's LeBron.
He hates us.
I do.
KCP hates the Lakers. And if we don't bring the same tenacity, it's hard. Because KCP goes in and the dude guards you before you get to the half court. He is literally like Patrick Beverly, but with a vendetta.
And he's better.
And he's good. Because AR-15 was playing the sort of same defense with Jamal Murray. But then, like, he started playing more slack, and then that's when Jamal started picking up. And one of those things is Jamal was cold, and then was AR-15, and D'Lo started guarding him too. At that point, they started playing some soft coverage on him, and he started, like, going crazy. And that's the reason why he even made that shot. Like, why is AD on Jamal Murray when the matters the most? Because remember the Golden State at Prime Golden State. Okay. Who was that? Who was that tall dude that kind of played like a center but was too short as for a center?
Good thing we have a Golden State Warriors.
Oh, fuck. He was too short to be center.
Yeah.
Too tall to be a power forward or something like
that. No. He looked like Bogut? He played power forward.
Bogut? No.
Bowman? Who? Bogut?
Bogut?
No, he looked like he played power forward, but he played center because the Warriors play so small.
Barbosa?
Kevin Looney?
Yeah. So
he's still
he is small, dude.
But that's not prime Warriors.
Yes, he was.
Prime Warriors at that time were like
McGee and Looney.
McGee and DeMarcus Cousins.
No, DeMarcus Cousins wasn't in prime time. Oh. But Looney has been there for a minute, dude. What do you
mean?
But
he wasn't in the prime time.
Yes, he was. When they were winning championships, he was.
He was. I think he was there.
Yes, he was. So
let
who?
Check. Let me check. I don't remember. That's a good one.
Because my vision.
No.
My prime time Lakers, a prime time Warriors is like that 15, 16, or like 17, 18. Golden State Warriors.
The Warriors were great for like 7 years, dude. I don't know what you're talking about.
The best is when they broke that all-time winningest record.
With KD.
Without KD.
And they lost.
They did.
It was there since 2015.
Yeah, he's been there for a long time. Damn. And
he had to Google. He didn't know. He's a Warriors fan.
No, he was there for prime time. And Looney is one of the reasons why they were so great. Because of that sneaky screen where Curry would like wrap around Looney's leg and leave like an atom of separation between him and Looney. Mm-hmm. The same play that Jamal Murray and Jokic just copy and pasted. That pick and roll was just like quick, easy, it was not a pick and roll, but it's just like it kind of feels like it, where you switch defenders right away and you don't let the guy guard it. And that's the reason why, if you saw, they had tried making an adjustment, which I think worked good, where LeBron James ended up guarding Jokic. So it's one of those things where LeBron James LeBron is guarding Jokic. Austin Reeves or D'Lo is guarding Jamal. Jamal runs through Jokic. Next thing you know, they get covered by, they switch guards. So now, before it was AD, and AD's too slow to guard somebody like Jamal.
Yes.
So that's why they had switched him out. And then AD would just stay in the paint, you know, wait for the defense to just help out, be like a spy kind of situation. Mm-hmm. So when I see AD on Jamal Murray with like literally 2 seconds out of the clock, I'm like, what is going on?
I am lost. And then just that.
Pretty much
picture perfect.
It's one of those things where it's like, bro, how is AD going to guard somebody when somebody so small and quick, where you could just do a step back shot, and that's what he did.
He did.
If it was LeBron would have packed the living God out of that ball. So that's why I'm so confused why it's out. It's just the Lakers, they let go of the gas pedal, and they're like, I guess we're going to overtime. And I was like,
they thought there's no way in hell.
No, it's not. It's just one of those things where, like, we're going overtime. Like, you know, there's 3-4 seconds on the clock. Well, like a younger, hungrier team would be like, nah, bro, we guarding every single second.
So you admit we're old.
It is what it is. But I'm just saying.
I just heard that.
No, but I think the mentality is just like,
we're tired, we need a break.
Yeah, it's like one of those. Nah, like, it's just like, normally in these situations, people would just bounce the ball and just, you know, go to overtime. Why, you know, mess up your stats, do all this stuff. Let's just go to overtime.
It's over, DJ.
It's not over.
It ain't over until the fat lady sinks.
They won at home. What's the surprise? That's typically what happens.
Okay.
Typically what happens is,
you try to steal one.
You try.
He did it today without Butler.
It is what it is. Same thing that happened with. See, I'd rather lose how we lost than lose how the Sixers lost. I was watching that game.
Yeah.
And the worst part is, Tyrese Maxey was playing an amazing game. I thought he was playing good.
Yes.
He was playing real, real good.
Yeah.
But the way it ended, I'm like, bro, come on, dude.
Well, I feel like this is a sucker punch to the Lakers, because everything the Lakers played in A++ perfect first half.
Yes.
The Nuggets were off. So the Lakers need to play at their absolute best, and you needed the Nuggets to play off their game in order to be like have a puncher's chance to getting a win. And everything was going the way it was in the first half.
Sure.
And in the second half, either the adjustments the Nuggets made, or we let the foot off the gas, or the careless mistakes. Like, we had that game in the bag.
I think it goes back to the bench. Our bench had, I think, 0 points the first half. Even the third quarter, our bench was like not taking care of the ball.
Well, I'm sorry, DJ, but I think it's over.
It's not over. And I forgot who it was. Like, But if I see him again, I like remember. But like he went for a straight open layup and missed it for the Lakers.
Gabe Davis? Is he tall, short?
I don't know.
He's back?
Yeah, Gabe Davis. Gabe Vincent. I mean, I'm sorry, Gabe
yeah,
Davis.
Vincent. Gabe, Gabe yeah, Vincent. I think it was Vincent.
Yeah.
He just went up for like a clear open layup. And he basically is one of those things where it's like, oh, easy point. Hey, let's eat. And he missed it. And I'm like, bro, you can't do that stuff, dude. And it was just like sloppiness with the ball. And then the whole, and then the second tries from the Nuggets is just, I think it goes with the whole thing where like the Nuggets play like they're underdogs all the time.
All the time.
And the Lakers, I'm like, because it's one of those things where, like, they shoot the ball, and the Lakers are like, oh, come on, man. Offensive rebounds aren't real, dog.
Like, talk about shooting and shooting.
No, no. They just think offensive rebounds not real. There's three of us here. There's one guy. Of course we're going to get the rebound. But they don't go for it. They don't go aggressively for it. And then the Nuggets, you know, little ass Jamal Murray goes and jumps and gets a rebound. I was like, what? Like, over AD?
Damn, really?
Over AR? Like, what's going on? Like, why are you guys not, like... It's like everybody looks like... Like, imagine Jokic shoots the ball. The jump, like... Or, like, somebody shoots the ball. The ball hits the rim. It goes in the air. Everybody's like, all right, let's go back to offense. It's like, nah, bro. Like, you have, like, when you catch a ball, you have to look at the ball to catch it.
Yeah.
You can't run before you catch the ball. And it, I think that's what the Lakers do, is they try to run before they catch the ball. It's like, nah, bro. Go catch the ball aggressively, like go get, go after it.
Pat, the CEO or like the chairman of the Miami Heat, Pat Riley. Pat Riley said once that rebounds wins you rings.
So guess how many in game one? Guess how many shots that the Nuggets took more than the Lakers?
Like how many more?
Like 20 more field goal shots. Ooh. And I think 10 more 3-point shots.
Damn. So 30 shots in total or just
no 10? Defense.
I don't think it's about the defense. I think it's about the second chance opportunities that we miss. Mm-hmm. And the carelessness with the ball. Like that D-Lo pass to AD. I was like, bro, don't get fancy with it, bro. How are you going to overshoot him by 4 feet?
I feel like D-Lo does get a little hot. And then he does get
He gets fancy. He gets careless. And it's one of those things where it's like, dude, fundamentals first, bro. Don't try to do fancy no-look passes or, like underhanded little passes. I'm like, how are you going to miss AD when AD's driving to the paint? AD's hot. AD already got 20 points, like practically 30 points in the first half. How are you going to throw the ball 4 feet over the tallest man as he's jumping? Like, how are you going to... Like, that doesn't make sense. It's just carelessness.
JJ, tiebreaker. Are the Lakers done?
If the Lakers don't win,
I'll say this: out, they will not get swept.
If they don't, but win it's out, over. If they don't win out in home, at home, they're done.
Yeah, they have to win out at home.
Yeah,
they have to win at home.
Yeah, like if they don't win both games, they're done.
You guys
going back to Denver, they'll just get fucked up.
What if they lose game three? Is it sweep? Is it sweep?
I think so.
No, it's not a sweep. I think AD is actually, like, AD looked phenomenal out there. It looked like he actually did conditioning. He didn't look that tired. The only reason why they took him out prematurely is because he had too many fouls.
Yeah, he was in foul trouble.
He was in foul trouble in the third quarter, I think.
And we
like, kinda, early third quarter.
Yeah, something like that. And we kind of look back, like, what happened this year that made
he played more.
Anthony Davis more, like,
conditioned.
Maybe
he played more conditioned.
Or maybe the rule changes that if you miss more than 65 games, you are ineligible.
Yeah, I think that made him a lot healthier. It's like
he's like, I can't fuck up anymore.
Because he looked great out there, man. This at least game two, he looked phenomenal. He was bullying Jokic. Jokic didn't get like hot. Well, Jokic was focusing on rebounds early in the first half. My boy was like getting all the rebounds. No. But his offensive was like garbage up until AD got into foul trouble in the quarter, and then he had to be guarded by Rui Hachimura.
Yeah.
And I like him, but he ain't big. He ain't big like that. And Jokic bullied the living life out of him.
Well,
He started practicing. You know, like his spin move? He was practicing on Rui Hachimura before he got to the big, big dog AD. He was doing all slow mo, like practice. Like, all right, let me get ready for AD. Let me hit that bag real quick.
Yep. And I mean, right now is an interesting series. Right now, Pelicans and Thunder are playing. Thunder barely won game one last time, so this is going to be interesting. I'm not sure who has a series next to all games against the 76ers. So.
But how do you feel about that 76ers loss?
Heartbreaking. They should have called timeout, but like it is what it is.
I mean, there's footage that say that otherwise, but honestly, I don't know what. I don't know if they tried. I don't know if the coach tried. I don't know if the refs actually were caring. But
the thing
honestly,
is.
Honestly, I don't know.
No. I think it doesn't. People are like, oh, the coach did it, blah, blah, blah. No, it's because Tyrese Maxey, when he had the ball on the floor, he should have went with the ball timeout. Why is he trying to throw it out?
Yep.
He's on the floor with full possession of the ball. He could have called a timeout with the ball. With all the focus being on the ball, he could have easily called a timeout when he had full possession of the ball.
And if anything, Nick Nurse was right because they did miss the first three-pointer from that former Warriors player. I forgot
his name. Dante DiVincenzo?
Yeah, DiVincenzo. They did miss it, but in like another minute. Another, no. Yeah, the first one he missed. Yeah, he missed. But then the rebound, and then they got it back to hit the same, and then he made it.
Yes.
You're talking about
the very last play of the game.
The Brunson three-pointer?
No.
It was Dante DiVincenzo that scored the three. That
Jalen Brunson scored the three.
No, bro. Oh. It was DiVincenzo.
Jalen Brunson scored 8-3 towards the end.
I'm talking about the last three of the game to win the game.
Yeah, but I think the three that really messed everything up, and I think that's where like they should call timeout, was after Jalen Brunson made the three.
Well, I only saw like the last 5 seconds of it, so I can only say what I saw. But DiVincenzo made the three.
So Jalen Brunson made the three.
At what time?
That led to that turnover. The Maxey turnover that happened.
So the three before Dante's.
So
got it.
Jalen Brunson made a three, and then that whole controversy with Tyrese Maxey.
All right, so Jalen made it, and then Sixers were going to inbound it.
That's where the timeout should have been called.
Yeah. But then, like,
that's what I'm saying. I was like, what are you guys talking about? It was Jalen Brunson.
Okay, so Jalen Brunson tied it, Jalen Brunson got it. What was the final score of the Knicks? And
they won by one, I think. 104 to 101.
So Jalen Brunson tied it, and then Dante.
Yeah, I was like, what the fuck are y'all talking about?
Yeah, that's what we were talking about.
But we're talking about the Tyrese Maxey play, and I said the.
Yeah, I was tied at that point.
No, it wasn't. Oh, yeah, it was. It was.
Yes.
But the last three was already, like, I don't think that's what put the nail on the coffin. Well, it technically did.
Okay, so Jalen tied it, and then DiVincenzo won the game.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes.
104 to 101.
But after Jalen Brunson had done what he did,
Maxey fumbled it.
He fucked up.
Yeah.
Because, I don't really necessarily blame the coach, because I'm like, it's one of those things where, like,
it's easy to, like, look back and be like, oh, you should have done this, you should have done that. But in that heat in the moment.
No, he's a veteran player, dude. You tell me, Maxey, not he hasn't been in the league long enough to make these decisions?
Until you get the bag.
He's a veteran player, man.
He's in that gray area where he's not a rookie, but he's not a veteran.
He has more than 3 years in the league.
He's in a gray area.
He hasn't gotten paid yet.
Hasn't gotten paid yet, in my humble opinion. That's just me, though.
Nah, when you're the most improved player in the league.
He didn't improve that much.
Well, will you say CJ Stroud's a veteran?
Nah.
Why not?
He only has two years in the league.
One shy of veteran.
Doesn't mean he has it, though.
Zach Wilson a veteran?
But the thing, too, is you're acting like this is Maxey's first playoff run.
No, but I'm just saying, like,
No, he was with the Clippers, right?
What did you just say?
Was he with the Clippers?
No, he was drafted by the Sixers.
Who am I confusing him with?
I know who you're confusing with. I just don't remember.
Tobias Harris?
No. I think there's another Maxi that was with the Clippers.
No, it's a guy that looks like him.
He looks like him?
Yeah, he looks like him, but I just don't know his name.
Like
same playing style too.
Yeah.
He has like some name, some last name that has the name Mann in it.
Oh, Terrence Mann.
Terrence Mann.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah, my bad.
Yeah, he looks
like the names are kind of close. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Oh, well, yeah, Tyrese Maxey, well, Terrence.
LeBron and the Lakers will face off on NFL draft night at 7 p.m.
I didn't hear what you said at all.
The Lakers and the Nuggets will face off Thursday night during NFL draft.
Yes.
Which is stupid. But
what do you mean 7 p.m.? The draft starts at what, 5?
5, but then again, like with all like the anticipation and everything.
I know, but the first round is the only thing that truly matters.
Exactly. It doesn't end till like 8 p.m.
I know, but the first round's already over by that time.
Yeah, but okay, so let's
the first two rounds are probably like
been to the draft, to the NFL draft. Apparently there's going to be a lot of trades and up to 6 quarterbacks taken.
I think like any third round player is actually good.
Well, your Raiders are projected to trade with the Commanders.
What round do the Commanders have?
Huh?
What round do the Commanders have? Interesting.
Number 2 spot.
But they're going to give up like 4 first rounders.
Well, that was the only question, DJ. If it's true.
No, I think it's stupid that.
If it's true, how much do you think that number 2 spot is worth?
2 first rounds, 3rd round, and maybe a couple, maybe 5th round picks. Yeah. No more than 2 rounds. It's not a number 1 pick.
Yeah, it's not 3. It's not.
No, I think it's maybe 2. So I would say if. Because the thing is, too, the Raiders don't have a late pick. They have a pretty early pick. So if they give up their first round pick and maybe 3 or 2 second round picks, that'd be perfect. But worst comes to worst, I would say 2 second round picks. I'd be like, whatever about that.
And we don't really know the quarterbacks. The Michigan, Drake May, Caleb. So Caleb Williams, Jaden Daniels, Drake May, J.J. McCarthy, Bo Nix, and Michael Penix Jr. Penix.
Because the thing is, I don't think we have the protection for a young quarterback, and I think that's just a recipe for disaster.
Well, there's rumors that he wants to take that your head coach wants to draft, I think, Jaden Daniels because he played at the University of Arizona. Where
I think he's a more accurate quarterback because the combine was like saying like Caleb Williams probably just, I think, has the quickest release, I think, but that's it.
And for some reason, like, there's always questioning his integrity. But let's look at some other draft analyst projections. Let's see. Let's go with Matt Miller from ESPN Plus. Number 1, Caleb. Number 2, Jaden Daniels. Number 3, Drake May. Number 4, Marvin Harrison Jr. Number 5 gets traded from the Chargers to the Vikings, and they pick up J.J. McCarthy. Let's see where your Raiders pick if they don't trade up or move up. Offensive tackle, Alabama.
I think that's what they're like. Everybody's projecting again, offensive tackle or a cornerback that late in the first round.
Well, speaking of offensive tackles, you know Penei Sewell from the Lions got paid.
Yeah, paid money.
Yeah, paid money.
The Lions paid everybody.
Amon St. Brown got paid. I think he should. More than $120 million.
I think Amon St. Brown's better than Stephon Diggs.
Yes.
Well, let's just keep on number 18, Brian Thomas, wide receiver, LSU. And the reason why they bring up wide receiver is because T. Higgins.
Who? Who'd you say is getting this?
Brian Thomas Jr., wide receiver, LSU.
No, but who, what team?
Bengals.
the reason they're picking up a wide receiver is because T. Higgins had requested a trade. And
Jamar Chase not that good?
No. And who's that Ez Roger JJ?
Trey Hendrickson.
Trey Hendrickson. Trey Hendrickson has also requested a trade.
Oh, that's the reason why they made it so far to the playoff run.
So here's a question.
A lot of people are like, oh, Joe Burrow. No, Trey Hendrickson was a monster.
He is a monster.
He's the one that stopped Patrick Mahomes.
The gloveless edge rusher.
The Rams pick up Trey Hendrickson.
The Trey Hendrickson requests a trade. Now, could be money purposes or could he see something?
He's going to Raiders, bro.
Dude, you already got a.
He's not an edge rusher.
Yeah, you know, so I was gonna say.
Our other edge rusher on the other side is a rookie. This is gonna be a second year. The guy is strong like a bull, but his awareness is.
You got Wilkinson in the middle, and you got one rookie on one side, and then you got Max Crosby on the other. You're fine. You're fine.
No, we need another edge rusher. Rookie has no awareness.
We need an edge rusher.
You don't need nothing, man.
Yeah, we do.
We need Aaron Donald.
Aaron Donald retired. We need someone.
Aaron Donald's not an edge rusher.
He can play an edge rusher.
But he normally doesn't.
But when he does, he's terrified. He makes all the...
He doesn't even play as an edge rusher. He lines up on the inside and then runs to the edge.
And then somehow, in some way, ends up on the outside.
And still tackles.
So this is the beginning of the end for the Cincinnati Bengals?
I think so.
No.
No? No Joe Mixon, Tyler Hendrick, Trey Hendrickson wanting out, Tyler.
See, like, I these are all rumors, man.
No, I mean, they requested a trade.
Officially.
Yes.
Yeah, it's on ESPN, dog.
Like, this came from their camp.
Oh, my goodness.
Adam Schefter put it out.
That guy's rumors, dog. That guy says rumors.
By...
Oh shit! Yeah, and it's
just, that guy says rumors. I want to hear this shit from their camp.
There,
I don't know. You think I can see that little image over
don't
there?
Don't worry, it says ESPN and it has a picture of Trey Hendrickson.
Okay, Adam Schefter is a gossiping little girl, man.
Oh my god!
No, that was a little too harsh. He basically
he's a short king and put some respect on the man's name.
He basically knows certain stuff, and he hears when people are disgruntled. But that doesn't mean that they're officially...
Well, isn't it weird that they both requested trades from the team and the draft is the next day?
No, that just means that you guys are trying to get... You guys are trying to hype up the draft. You guys are trying to get all these... It's like clickbait.
Well, these two guys are available to trade. So, Raiders, do you want him?
Yes.
Okay. Oh, well, but this is just talks. It's just rumors. We don't know if it's true.
That's what I'm saying.
But you're willing to trade.
Every team does that, yeah.
So it is true then.
No, it's not.
So you don't want Trey Hendrickson for
it's one of those things where it's like, hey, low key, I kind of don't. It's basically what I think the Cowboys are doing with CeeDee Lamb. What's that dude's name? Michael Parsons, Tony Pollard, and even Dak. I think they're in the situation where it's like people are like, oh, like, you know, where's the money? You want to trade for these, blah 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 blah. You know, keeping your options open. But no, I don't feel like they're gonna lose both of them, and if they do, I'd be like, I've seen worse. Look at the Chargers.
I know, true that. They lost a lot of good players.
So the Bills.
What, do you think the Bengals digressed since 2 years ago?
Yes.
Joe can't stay healthy. Yes.
Yeah, I never thought he was a great player. I think the only reason why he was so good was because of that defense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
And the reason why they beat the Bills is because I think I was coaching. It's a snowy day, super slippery. Let me put my biggest guy so you can't move him. And all right, that makes sense.
And it's funny, Sean McDermott is, I mean, I think he's in a hot seat this year. From the Bills. Like, you can't get it done this year, that you ain't going to get it done. Especially with the trade, sending away Stephon Diggs. But I think it's the beginning and end because you lose so many veterans. Now they're requesting trades. Like, obviously, the organization is not watching out for the best interest. Therefore, they're only watching out for only one man, and that man is Joe Burrow.
Yeah,
the ones to weigh a ton.
Exactly. Amen.
That's going to be their saying now because nobody's going to talk about them no more.
You're going back to square one. Yeah. That sucks, dude.
It just sucks for the Bengals.
Yeah.
The beginning of the end. And Joe Burrow was the only man to take down Patrick Mahomes.
In the UFC?
Yeah, like
regular. Besides Tom Brady?
Yeah, like regular.
Tom Brady stopped him too.
Yeah.
In the AFC
yeah.
championship, I think.
Yes, it was.
I don't know if it was a championship, but yeah.
It was. Because then we played him in the Super Bowl.
I think he'll get traded tomorrow.
Who?
Trey Hendrickson. Well, especially, I think Tyler Higbee, for sure. Tyler Higbee.
You're right, because
T. Higgins.
It's one of those things where they have to pay him. Higbee. They have to pay him, so I think they might trade him just to not pay him.
And there's a lot of speculation that Brandon Ayuk wants to get traded, too, unless he gets a deal done with the Niners. And John Lynch, the manager, came out and basically kind of like bullshit answered. And people are saying like, "Hey, with the money
that Brandon Ayuk's good,
yeah. he's a number two.
Yeah, he for sure is number two and number.
But he wants to get paid like a number one. He wants to get paid like a Mark.
Performed like a number one.
Huh?
Brock Purdy, he performed like a number one.
Yeah, but like, it's just my personal taste.
Yeah, I don't think he's that great either.
He's good, but he's not like a one. He's for sure a two. Right, a really good two. How can
you flourish under a one?
I think he's the most one of the most improved players.
So you're telling me if you put him in with the,
let's just say the Chargers right now.
Yes, sure. He's a true number one.
I think so.
I think so too. But in the Niners situation, he's
can't.
Two.
He's under two. Debo.
And Kittle.
And Kittle.
McCaffrey.
And dude, he's like number four at this point.
So he's getting paid at the fourth ranked best receiver in that team. And he wants to get paid like he's the best on the team.
That's not going to happen. He doesn't have to get paid like the best, but he has to get paid fairly.
And the thing is, there's so many wide receivers in this draft class. Like this draft class, there's deep wide receivers. A lot. Nice.
But like, unfortunately. Yeah, the thing that sucks too is that it's one of those things where you do your best to try to get that bag. But even your best isn't good enough because I think he was a top 10 receiver last year.
Well, there's a saying, a water bottle will cost $1 at a 99-cent store. It will cost $3 at a gas station. It will cost $5.
And in a special event?
Yeah, special event. It will cost $10 at the movie theaters. It will cost $15 at the airport. It's all about environment.
It's a good one.
So you just need to go somewhere where they see you as a true number one.
Somewhere where they don't have good weapons. Like
Chargers is a good one.
Patriots is another team.
The Bears.
Well, okay, they got Keenan Allen.
Is
Brandon Ayuk better than Keenan Allen?
The Vikings.
I don't know.
Keenan Allen gets hurt too much. Brandon Ayuk was reliable.
Yeah.
Well, then again, you can say that in the previous years that Brandon Ayuk got hurt a lot too.
The Cardinals, the Panthers.
Yeah, even Cleveland. I don't think Cleveland's out.
Who's they got Mari, Amari Cooper.
Amari Cooper, man, he's soft, bro. Like he's not good.
I don't think he's gonna get paid with the Niners, and they like
even like the Giants. You know, you could go somewhere else.
Giants. The Giants might draft a quarterback.
They should. Daniel Jones is not it.
Big mistake. Yeah.
And they still pay the motherfucker. That organization is stupid. They're not smarter than a fifth.
No, Daniel Jones. If you protect him, he's good.
But he's not going to do anything. But he can't do pressure. He's going to be a Derek Carr.
Yeah.
More like Eli.
I think Eli made it farther than Josh.
Because of his defense. Eli won because of his defense. And he got good protection. But Eli with no protection. Anyone
two Super Bowls. Huh? Get me out of here.
Eli, well, yeah. They disrespected Eli for Daniel Jones.
And so, now they're biting the bullet.
Yeah. So let me ask you this. Karma. Let me ask you this question.
Fucking bitches.
ESPN, NFL, put a bracket out of the number one overall picks that were quarterbacks from the year 2000, and they say rank the best number one overall pick that was a quarterback. So they have a bracket from, like, you know, one side of paper versus the other side.
What, Jamarcus Russell?
Yeah, what about it?
So I'm just gonna give you names, and let's see if you guys can agree, because it's already a winner, surprisingly. So who do you think is better, Eli Manning or Bryce Young?
Eli Manning.
Okay, first round pick.
Who's Bryce Young?
Drafted number one. Bryce. Jameis Winston or Alex Smith?
Alex Smith.
Say it again.
Jameis Winston or Alex Smith?
Alex Smith.
Yeah. Michael Vick or David Carr?
What? That's not even a question. You got one of the best running back quarterbacks the most sacked player to quit, like,
this,
within a short
season. This might hurt a nerve, DJ. Baker Mayfield or Carson Palmer?
Carson Palmer.
Carson Palmer had a
dime. I voted for Carson Palmer, but people have voted for Baker Mayfield was better.
It's because it's a time.
Joe Burrow.
Wait. You're right. Now I'll switch my vote for Baker Mayfield.
Get out of here and no take back.
I voted for Carson.
Yeah. Baker Mayfield's still a starter.
Joe Burrow or Kyler Murray? Easy answer.
Joe Burrow.
Jared Goff or Matthew Stafford?
Why are they picking those two guys? Why are they picking two people? Like, what's going on?
It's a bracket. Like, it's a bracket.
Oh, I see. Yeah. I see.
So it's one against the other, and whoever goes on. So Matthew. At that point, I think Matthew.
Cam Newton or Sam Bradford?
Cam Newton.
I know. Trevor Lawrence or Andrew Luck?
Andrew Luck.
Yeah.
Fuck that game.
Okay, so we have Eli Manning versus Alex Smith.
Eli Manning.
He won a Super Bowl.
Yeah. I think so, yeah.
Michael Vick or Baker Mayfield?
Michael Vick all the way.
Joe Burrow or Matthew Stafford?
Matthew Stafford.
Yep. He won a Super Bowl.
Cam Newton or Andrew Luck?
Andrew Luck.
Oh, that's a tough one.
I think
I voted for Andrew Luck.
Cam Newton. He went all the way. He was the best offensive player.
But Andrew Luck is the nicest quarterback you ever meet.
I know, but Cam Newton was the best offense.
But Andrew Luck is the nicest.
Doesn't matter. But he was the number one offense in the season.
Cam Newton was the number one quarterback.
He was Superman.
Eli Manning or Michael Vick?
Eli Manning.
Michael Vick.
I think so.
People have voted for Eli Manning.
Wow.
He won two Super Bowls.
Mm-hmm.
I think winning championships trumps everything.
Matthew Stafford or Cam Newton?
Matthew Stafford.
Oh.
It's Matthew, bro.
Get out of here. You won a Super Bowl.
Matthew.
You just said right now, you hypocrite.
Matthew Stafford had a very glorious 20-year career.
And right now is the battle of the best drafted number one quarterback since the year 2000. Matthew Stafford or Eli Manning?
What the fuck, dude?
I'll say Eli Manning.
There's already a winner? I think Matthew Stafford.
With 6,900 votes, the people have voted Eli Manning.
Wow.
He won two Super Bowls.
Now it's insane.
Especially against Tom Brady.
Yeah. I'm not mad about that.
But I don't think Eli Manning's great at all.
No, I don't think so either.
Wait, okay, so time out. Is Eli Manning just getting overshadowed by the last couple of years he was with the Giants, how shitty he was?
Yes.
Eli Manning only had two good years.
He had, like, Ben McAdoo. He had, like, shitty coordinators back to back.
Eli looked like a fucking pigeon, dog.
Tell me the best wide receiver Eli Manning had.
I don't think Eli Manning was great ever.
I asked the question.
OBJ.
Name two.
What do you mean? He had the one-handed helmet catch.
That one
guy. Against, like, Cowboys. Everything happens against the Cowboys. So you think he is good then?
Huh?
You're saying he is good?
Eli Manning?
Yes.
I think he's overrated because he won two Super Bowls.
He's overrated?
Yes. I think Eli Manning's overrated. I don't think Eli Manning was ever great. I think Eli Manning was Nick Foles with the Eagles. You think Nick Foles is a great quarterback?
No, Eli. Won a Super Bowl? Eli's way better than Nick Foles.
He won a Super Bowl, though.
Eli won two. Get out.
Eli won two, and he beat the
defense won that.
No, he didn't. No? Someone had to throw a ball.
Yeah, I fucking hate that reason.
Someone had to throw a ball.
That's what I'm saying.
Did the defense throw the ball? I'm just asking. I'm asking a question. Did the defense throw? Did Michael Strahan throw the ball? I'm just asking.
Like I said,
Michael Strahan.
That's defense? Exactly what I said. Nick Foles. He won that Super Bowl. Philly special.
He was amazing. He caught a ball.
He caught it.
He didn't
throw it. Now do it again. But he didn't.
Like what? That's what I'm saying. That's if Nick Foles. Is Eli is the same caliber as Nick Foles?
But you didn't expect Eli this from Nick the Foles.
Same caliber of Nick.
Eli, like I from said,
same from caliber from Nick Foles.
I think they
invalid.
Are
invalid.
Invalid.
Eli has never had like a like amazing like Tom Brady has led in passing yards. Tom Brady has done.
You're comparing this. Eli Manning to the GOAT. I mean, he is. His daddy.
See. I'm just saying, Deshaun Watson lead in passing yards. You know, like they were great.
So you want quarterbacks who stats?
I want a quarterback to be great and not carried by their defense.
Someone had to throw the ball.
Like I said, Nick Foles is a championship Super Bowl winning player.
Your guy Deshaun Watson leads the stats in this, and he also leads the freaking number count on the massage table too.
I'm just saying, like, I want my quarterback to be at the best. Drew Brees, Tom Brady, Patrick Mahomes, Aaron Rodgers. I want him to like have a number one.
I got it. Sorry.
Continue. Eli has more championships than Aaron Rodgers and Drew Brees.
Facts. And he's never been injured and started 210 games in 13 seasons.
And the only reason his streak ended is because he got benched for Geno Smith. Because the coach was like, I think we need a quarterback change.
Okay, so of course you're never going to get hurt if you throw away the ball, if you don't do anything crazy.
Eli was behind the worst offensive line for years. That offensive line was trash.
I remember he was like flying left and right trying to get away. And he just fucking couldn't.
Like I said.
Have you not seen the memes where he's like.
I know.
All right. Look at Eli's passing yards.
Yes.
And see if he was ever top three. I think his best year was that where he beat the Patriots.
So let me ask you this question, DJ. Do you, as a teacher, let's just say you're a professor. Do you want a kid who always gets A's on the quizzes and fails the final? Or do you want a kid who gets C's on the quizzes and then aces the final?
He's never aced anything. He just got C's all around.
And he aced the final.
He never aced anything.
He got perfect.
That was the defense.
Eli had to write the papers. 10th all time in passing yards and 10th in touchdowns.
Top 10.
He's a top 10 quarterback.
All time. Not just this. Yeah, all time.
All time in both.
But has he ever led
the league? Let me find out.
Has he ever led the league in passing yards? See, this is new information.
If we had some IT support, we could do some research.
Maybe you're right. Maybe I am judging him on his last 4 years, like Brett Favre.
Because do you think Big Ben deserves to be in the Hall of Fame?
Yeah, hell yeah, he's a great quarterback.
There was a comparison, like the two players were.
Eli and Ben were drafted the same year, right?
Yes. And did you know Eli and Ben have nearly like the same, almost the same stats? Touchdowns, rush.
I didn't know that.
It just happened that one was Big Ben, one was Eli. And then people were like, how can Eli? What? No way. Like,
you're right. Maybe everybody just judges the moment as like shitty years.
He led the season in 2011 with 4,900 passing yards.
I'm E. Crow, man. I'm Micro.
Eli Manning, give me a Corona, please.
Maybe I started watching football when Eli Manning sucked.
I remember he was sucking when I started watching.
I think it was like the old man head coach. Remember that Tom Coughlin or something like that?
McLaughlin?
Something. No, I apologize to Eli. I always thought he sucked.
It's okay, man.
Maybe it is like a Brett Favre scenario where Brett Favre, when I watched Brett Favre, he was absolute trash, but I guess he was a legend.
I remember Brett Favre when he was with the Vikings.
Yeah, that's when he sucked. He was absolute trash.
I guess
that's he was led the league in interceptions. He was the worst.
And he was doing the same bullshit that Aaron Rodgers did. Oh, I'm going out to retire because I don't know, my back hurts. That's why Aaron Rodgers got that, like, I don't know, you know, the future holds.
True.
He got it from Brett Favre. Brett Favre was the creative, like, I don't know. I think, you know, farming's good. You know, I like farming. Bullshit like that, but
controversy is good too.
I look at some plays of Eli's greatness.
Just look at the helmet catch, bro. That's all you need.
Yeah, I'm just gonna look at it and be like, you know what?
Today's game,
he was great.
In today's game, if you see that play where he throws a ball, if you see Eli like be in that pocket, the refs will have thrown immediately, like they'll blow the whistle so early. Like, you know, like
I see it. Like, you know, the rule changes to what would have been in the past would have taken away that pass.
Yeah. The play would have been dead.
Well, who do you think is better, Eli or Payne?
Payne, I think.
I think Eli has more championships than Payne.
No, they have both have two.
They both have two?
One with the Broncos and one with the Colts?
Yes.
I don't think he ever won with the Colts, man.
But I think
he did.
Yeah, he did.
Interesting.
I just forget that he did. I didn't think that was
true. Well, you could say that Peyton Manning was carried by that Broncos defense with Von Miller.
True that. He only played for...
Their offense was actually good.
He was only good for like a quarter and a half. Oh. And then you pray to God until he held up.
That defense choked Cam Newton.
The number one defense versus number one offense.
And the number one defense didn't win championships.
What the fuck you mean? The Broncos won the championship.
Yeah, but who has the number one defense?
The Broncos. Broncos
had the number one defense. Broncos had
with Von Miller.
What? We just said I take it back.
I'll say this. Eli Manning has never lost a Super Bowl.
That sounds a lot
so he's the best of the best.
I guess so, because like
Eli, you know what? Like I said, when I eat crow, I will put respect behind Eli's
name. Put respect
whenever I see about Eli Manning, I put respect behind his name, man.
But when you next time you see an Eli Manning commercial with Carmelo Anthony at Corsa, you be like, this man is buckets.
I will. Yeah, I know he did come on the commercial. He was funny.
Oh man,
with the Bud Light commercial.
With the Bud Light commercial, Anthony Carmelo's like, we can't buy a book. It's like, I know, man, this game is rough. And then like the Bud Light comes in, it's like, here you go, Mr. Eli, a bucket of Bud Lights. And he's just like, I thought you couldn't say you couldn't buy a bucket. It's like, talking about the game, man.
That's funny.
Anything else? Good luck to your Raiders tomorrow.
Go Rams.
Go Rams. I'm just happy we have a number one overall pick this year.
Yeah. It's been a while.
It's been long.
It's been 8 years.
What are you guys going for?
I feel defensive. Like
defense.
Like outside linebacker. People
speculate otherwise.
Outside linebacker. But with Hendrickson on the market, hey.
Oh, true.
F them picks. You think Trey Hendrickson's worth a number one?
No.
Hell yeah.
Maybe number
Hell
two.
Yeah,
no, maybe he's just
getting,
a number two.
He's getting old, and the reason why he said he's contemplating retirement.
He said that?
Those are reports on.
So what are you saying is everybody's gonna be retiring at the Rams?
LARP.
Amen. LARP.
I'm just saying that we changed teams. Zach okay. Taylor's head coach, Kevin O'Connell's head coach, Brandon Staley, former head coach, Raheem Mostert, head coach.
I think there's one more missing.
I think there's one more missing.
Oh, I thought it was a Kyle Shanahan era.
No, Kyle Shanahan has the Robert Saleh, has Josh McDaniels.
No, not Josh McDaniels.
The Dolphins head coach.
Mike
McDaniels.
I was like, Josh McDaniels was Belichick.
Texans head coach.
DeMarcus.
Those are just two greatness right there.
In the
same division? That's tough.
And you know what's funny? We were all
we come from the Redskins.
Yeah, we were all under the...
That's racist, man. You can't say that.
We were all under the former Washington
Commanders.
Thank you.
Name of the Commanders, which is Redskins. It's history. Fucking no. Google it.
But people want that back. Redskins.
And you know, there's...
That's weird.
There's petitions of both
sides. Yeah, because it's not Native Americans watching the football.
Native Americans were saying, like, I don't mind the game. I don't mind the name. Like, this is history. Like, this happened, you know?
That's crazy.
You just can't erase history, but you know.
It's all the sensitive people.
But you know.
Not the races. It's not for us.
they were trying.
What? Yeah.
It was terrible. What happened at the time?
No, what I'm saying is, like, people now are like,
they're trying to erase history. Like, they're trying to forget what happened.
Yeah.
They probably talked to casino Indians, not the North South Dakota Indians. South Dakota, I think that's where they're at.
The trail of tears, or something like that.
Yeah.
The Trail of Tears. But also, that's why the Cleveland Indies changed their name
to the Guardians.
Baseball?
Okay, I know who they are. Okay. I know where they're at. I know what you're talking about.
They changed the name from Indies to Guardians because they didn't want that smoke.
They're being proactive.
Oh, they should have.
Atlanta Braves, I think they were in like,
I don't think is that bad.
Yeah, I was like, really? Atlanta Braves? But I guess there's with Kansas City Chiefs, there's like the Chop Shop or like something like that.
Arrowhead?
Yeah, Arrowhead. Like, they want this to be banned.
What?
Because this... Kind of
this is their thing or what?
This is their thing during stadiums, like oh. And I guess like something with Native Americans. You're not paying
attention. They're in your goddamn league.
Why would I be looking at?
So you're telling me you don't watch the Raiders play the Chiefs?
I do.
Quick question: can Tyreek Hill
come back to the Chiefs?
Go one on one with prime time.
No.
Can Tyreek get two touchdowns and like over 150 over 150 yards on
not two touchdowns,
on prime time?
One.
Deion maybe Sanders.
No.
I'm like, what are you talking about? I was like, you're talking about prime time, prime time
Deion Sanders versus Tyreek Hill. Can Tyreek Hill get two touchdowns and over 150 yards on him?
Depends.
No.
You don't think so?
No.
Tyreek is never a he don't juke people, though. He just outruns them.
Exactly. But Deion already sees, he just sees the little things. He's like, I know what you're going to do. I got you beat. Like, you don't have to move. Like, don't even throw the ball over here. I already intercepted it.
Okay.
Tyreek said that he can take on Deion Sanders. So I was like, smoked out. These young kids think they got to take on the
legends. You guys seen that DK video?
Oh, yeah. So some DK was working at some high school, and some high school kids were like, Jalen Ramsey is your dad. And DK is like, what do you say? Like, and they were like, oh, he's like, Jalen Ramsey is your dad. And he's like, why do you say that? And then it was like he got kind of like stuttered back. He's like, the stats say, or like, there's film.
No,
it's film.
On film.
On film. And he's like, who are you? And I'll say this.
And he says his name, and he's like,
"Who are?" But all the kids are like, "Oh, who are you?" Like, they push the friend. Like, "Oh, yeah. Who are?" He said, "Who are you? Who like are you're you?"
Nobody, pretty much.
Pretty much. He's like, "Best of luck keep in to mind, you."
It's not like a high. It's not like a football high school kid talking shit. This kid's got bigger titties than girls.
Oh, so it's not even a wide receiver. It's not even
a cornerback. No, he looks like a straight up fuckboy because he looks like a straight fuckboy because he has a fucking fake ass necklace hanging off. Like,
oh, it's when they do the whole thing where it's off pads and then they do the like, oh, pass me ball, guard you kind of shit. Like,
no, they're hackling. Like, this kid and his group of friends are like talking. But
they're
shit.
Not football players.
No, they're not.
They're not geared up.
Like, you see him?
He looks like a scrunch.
He has titties. So
what is DK doing?
DK's working out.
He's working out.
So he's just trying to do something good for the kids and
I guess or he's just like, hey, excuse me, can I use the field like to work out to do some drills? And the school's like, Yeah, sure.
The audacity, man.
These kids had no respect.
DK Metcalf,
if anything, I'd be like, oh, Mr. DK, can I please get a picture with you? Nothing like Jalen Ramsey is your daddy. I'm like, bro, really?
I don't think it's DK's fault. It's the quarterback's fault. DK gets open.
He does.
DK gets open. I think DK, I don't think anybody can guard DK because he's just too big.
I'm trying to find it, but I can't find it.
That's crazy, man. Because I'm like, I've seen it. DK gets open, but Russell Wilson couldn't hit him. Geno Smith's not even that accurate. Mm-mm. He never really had a good quarterback.
Oh, I found it.
I feel like DK should have left.
Show him, JJ.
That's crazy. That's crazy. He does play football.
You think so?
He said so.
Oh man, the guy has bigger titties than most girls.
He doesn't look like he.
That doesn't. That you
he's
know,
he's just a little kid.
Yeah, bro. Like a lot of freshmen and sophomores, they're. A lot of kids don't develop muscle until their junior, senior.
Yeah, yeah, but this guy literally has a fucking tire around his fucking stomach.
Yes, I mean, it's just, and so does a lot of offensive linemen, D linemen.
Just because you play a sport doesn't mean you.
But that's the stigma in high school, dude. That's the stigma in high school. When you're, especially in football, I think football has a bad tenacity or a bad habit of fucking acting like they're the shit of the school. Yeah, so they act like this, and when people, legitimate people that are better than them or even surpassing their level at some point in time.
It's just clout.
Yeah, they just.
But tell me a athletic, skinny, or like a not dad bod offensive lineman.
Not Tyrone Smith.
Not dad bod?
Most of them have dad bods, though.
Yeah, but I gave you one, Tyrone Smith.
Okay. But you understand where I'm going, though, right?
Yes. You're saying this kid could be offensive line?
He could also be a nose tackle. A lot of interior linemen, defensive linemen are fat.
And it gives that gives him the authority to, like, talk shit?
No.
And majority of high school students never go on to play college.
You shouldn't be body shaming somebody. No. I'm trying to say.
Okay. But that's different. I think he's saying he's an immature little shit.
DK is a great player, and you should respect him. And I think any NFL player, you can't talk shit to an NFL player unless you're a fan. And you're just heckling.
I don't think that guy was a fan.
That's what I'm saying. Like, this was just talking shit to talk shit.
Yeah. And that's all high school students that are not serious about going to play football.
And the only reason why I put an asterisk on that, because I personally wouldn't disrespect any of the Raiders. But if you look at Eagle fan, they heckle the shit out of, like, even what they did to Nelson Aguilar. But they did that for a reason, you know?
Yeah, because he dropped balls.
Exactly. But I don't think DK deserves that. I think DK is the sole, like, he's the reason why the Seattle's still good.
Well, do you think high school kids or kids in general, young kids, they just have no respect for
superiors?
Elders?
Yeah.
When I say that, I was like, I fucking agree. Older people, like.
I think it goes back to what they're used to watching. They're used to people, like, making memes. I'm like, memes is a clowning culture. Memes is where you clown on people. And when you see videos of people, like, clowning, like, oh, look, he just sunned them. Like, that's the reason why you call him daddy, because, like, when you sun somebody is when, like, you pretty much put them in place.
Yeah. A fucking high school kid.
But yeah, you don't say that to a grown adult who's, like, 2-3 feet over you, and he's a number one wide receiver. He's a top 20 wide receiver in the league.
Top 20? I think he's top 10.
I'm being generous.
Top 15 at most.
Okay.
I'm saying you can't dispute that he's not top 20.
No.
You can't.
You could dispute that he's not top 10.
Yes.
If you really wanted to.
Yes.
Because there's a lot of great receivers out there.
Yes.
I think DK is just missing the quarterback. But, like, even then, that whole
part. I'm just saying, like, that kid was super disrespectful, and he deserves to get roasted in every way, shape, or form. That's why his kids, that's why his friends even pushed him, because they were like, who are you?
I know, but that just feeds to the same kind of.
I'm done with this topic.
Yeah, you don't feed animosity with animosity.
Well, good thing I'm fucking petty as fuck, because I can.
Yeah.
But that's a different debate for a different day. But thank you so much for listening. We'll catch you in the next one. Good luck, Raiders. Good luck, Rams. Lakers, you're toast. Bye-bye.